You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Are you or your loved ones suffering from illnesses such as TDS? Also, do you dismiss or deny the current issues facing our country, such as historic inflation, illegal immigration, corporate corruption, World War III escalations, and the chronic disease epidemic? Are you willing to elect someone who was the least popular vice president in modern history and who offers no policy or vision for America simply because your brain keeps telling you anyone but Trump? If so, you might be struggling from TDS. Introducing Independence. Independence allows you the freedom to finally think independently once again. Instead of believing everything you hear from the mainstream media, Independence allows for constructive critical thinking.
I used to hear people on the news say things like,
Donald Trump and the movement he has encouraged are a threat to democracy.
And I instantly believed it. With Independence, I now realize the media is run by the Democrat elite, who are a corrupt oligarchy that censors free speech, silences political opponents, supports forever wars, and abandons democracy by anointing its candidates.
Independence may not be for everyone. If you enjoy being lied to about your president's cognitive abilities, support Orwellian totalitarianism, or are excited about communist fiscal policy, Independence may not be right for you. Common side effects of Independence may include an awakening of rational thought, successfully identifying propaganda, freedom of choice, loss of hatred, anti-narcissistic behavior, and love of democracy.
I used to blindly hate whoever my party was running against. I didn't care about facts or policy because I was hopelessly indoctrinated. With Independence, I'm much more interested in policies that uphold democracy, and I truly care about the health of our country and its citizens.
Ask your doctor if Independence is right for you, and enjoy your freedoms once again.
So that was actually posted by Nicole Shanahan, the former vice president candidate with RFK Jr., who has since embraced MAGA and found that MAGA is everything that they said it wasn't. Fantastic stuff. And I like this sort of form of parody video, because whether it's, you know, ads like that or news reports, there's something in the tone. There's something in the sort of standard way that these things are scripted and written that's like highly tailored to put across the an idea of a sense of legitimacy and authority. And I like that. You're kind of hijacked because, like, you know, all these commercial advertising agencies or mainstream media outlets, like they really have it dialed in. This psychology is very, very perfectly tuned to make people think that what they're hearing is true. And so you just hijack that and put your own ideas behind it, and it might make it through the filter of the NPC. So here's another one. Are you tired? Are you struggling with idiots in the White House? Well, there's an option for you. Let's watch.
Are you struggling with idiots in the White House? Tired of endless wars, illegal immigration, and sky-high prices? You're not alone. If you're tired of Kamala's failures, Trump may be right for you. Did you know? Trump is the only president in recent history who didn't start any new wars. That's right. While others have led us into endless conflicts, Trump focused on peace and bringing our troops back home. Remember the days when you could fill up your gas tank without maxing out your credit card? Are you tired of eating cornflakes for dinner because Joe and Kamala's economic policies have made life unaffordable? If you're ready for a change, Trump may be right for you. With just one vote, you can ditch those asshats that have been screwing up our country and help steer us back to prosperity and stability. And remember that border wall? The one they all mocked? Well, it turns out Trump's wall was such a great idea that even Kamala is pushing for a wall now.
Possible side effects may include restoring national pride, boosting the economy, reducing illegal immigration, and more winning than you can handle. Voting Trump is not for everyone, only those ready to put America first.
I love it, folks. America's sick. And the cure is MAGA. Show you more on the other side. Trump's come out with some new policy proposals causing quite the controversy. We're going to take your calls on the topic in the next hour.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Yeah, the Democrats are, they're not doing so well. Basically, their entire strategy at this point is just to deny reality in every aspect. Very blatantly. I mean, you've got the governor of Colorado just literally denying reality. You've got the mayor and city council people and citizens of Aurora, Colorado, saying, hey, these gangs have taken over apartment buildings. We've seen them. We got stories. We got the landlords are saying this. The people in the apartments are saying this. I went there and saw with my own eyes, and the Colorado governor is saying, that's all in your imagination, actually. Actually, that's all in your imagination, because if that were to be true, it would mean my policy has been devastating and I should stop it if I cared about the people in my state. But I don't want to do that. So instead, I'm going to say it doesn't exist. Crazy, completely crazy. Kamala Harris is saying that the economy is amazing. They've done a wonderful job. Inflation is down. Everything's affordable. Insane, right? It's just relentless insanity. It's Trump's fault that the borders open. Kamala wants to build a wall. Despite Trump capping insulin prices at $35, they're taking credit for that too. They have absolutely nothing. And so they're going insane. And seemingly less and less people are falling for this. Like, I can kind of understand if you're so, like, if you didn't pay attention and you just spent 4 years being bombarded with headline after headline. We know how it works. Some major headline, Trump, you know, major scandal. And then like a month later, there's like a reversal. It's like, oh, actually, that story was wrong. They never see the correction. They never see the reversal. So if you spent 4 years just being bombarded with these false headlines about how bad Trump is, and you just think, man, we got to get this guy out. And hey, Joe Biden, he was vice president. He might not be my favorite, but he seems like, you know, the best of a bunch of worse options. I guess I can pull the lever. Like with Biden, don't get me wrong. We know Biden, we are never for this, but just putting yourself in the mindset of a normie, it kind of makes sense. Will they be willing to cast a vote for Kamala Harris? Like, I get it. You know, I'll hold my nose and vote for Biden because we got to get Trump out. But you're going to hold your nose and vote for Kamala Harris? Like, if you vote for Kamala Harris, you're admitting that you basically want to be ruled by shadows. You want to be ruled by the deep state. Nobody in America thinks Kamala Harris is in charge of anything or should be. So if they vote for Kamala, it's a vote of confidence in the shadowy, permanent government bureaucratic forces that have nearly started two world wars, driven up the cost of absolutely everything, and shattered cohesion and any semblance of national security here in America. Hard to imagine that anybody in this country is willing to vote for her, but I guess that's the illusion they're going with. And again, it's not just Kamala and Tim being ridiculous failures. All of their surrogates are just being made fools of across the mainstream media as well. We just saw the clip of Kamala's spokesperson surrogate dude making the argument having policy doesn't actually matter. It's fine. She talks in specifics about her policy, and then you hear the interview and she's just like, I want to create opportunity. Okay. And then even the policies that she does actually enumerate in detail, she's lying about, like the $25,000 tax credit for new home buyers. That's for first generation home buyers. Nobody whose parents owned a home will get that $25,000. It is a gift to illegal immigrants, and it's a communistic redistribution scheme to fight the unearned privilege of intergenerational wealth. They're not fooling anybody. Well, they're fooling some people, unfortunately. But they just keep getting called out in all of this. The only other thing they have to go on is, of course, Kamala Harris is popular. Look at how big her rallies are. The rallies are, of course, free concerts of some of the, you know, top musical artists around. Right. And to get a ticket to a concert of one of these musical artists, normally it's like $200 a ticket.
What I really enjoyed
you're bribing people.
Oh yeah. No, clip 21, where, you know, we played at the end of the last hour, you know, that we've got some guy, you know, responding on behalf of Kamala's campaign. And he had the gall to say that people are reacting to the policies she's bringing up when she speaks. Like, are you insane? He's insane.
Yeah, they're liars. They're just they're
you talk about insane gaslighting.
Yeah, no, it is insane gaslighting. Trump was the one that pushed lockdowns and destroyed the economy during COVID. It was his mismanagement. Just headline after headline of Trump being like, we cannot collapse the economy over fear of the flu. And them just like, this just in, Trump wants everyone to die to make some money. Why, as if you don't remember that. Insane gaslighting. They're not having such an easy time on this. First of all, the local media in Georgia may have accidentally, I don't know if it was on purpose, but they sort of blew Kamala Harris's whole cover here with the giant rally crowds that she gets. Yeah, it turns out that the DNC is paying to bus people from all over the state to be there. People that otherwise wouldn't go. You know, Donald Trump can literally show up in a cornfield in the middle of nowhere and people will, you know, take a week off work to walk there if they have to. He can fill up any venue anywhere in the United States at a moment's notice, and then he can do it again the next town over with an entirely new group of people. Kamala Harris has to bus people from an entire state into a city just to pad out her rally. And she has Megan Thee Stallion and lies about Taylor Swift performing to get people to go there. And then they all leave before she gives a speech. Let's go to clip number 15 here. Again, the local media sort of accidentally blowing their whole scheme wide open. Let's watch.
At all. But catch this. It's been since 1992 since a presidential candidate came to Savannah, which was Bill Clinton in the hostess city. Now, at the Endmarket Arena itself, lines stretched around the venue, as I was just telling you, and people started getting here as early this morning for the vice president. But for those a little further away from the hostess city, shuttles to the rally contained a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
I was in Atlanta and I heard that the vice president was going to be in Savannah, so I decided to just kind of beeline over here and check it out.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're busing them in. They bus them in from all over the state. They have to bribe people to come to their rallies. It is. And that's like a Democratic stronghold, right? These big cities in Georgia. Incredible. Clip 22, Scott Jennings was on CNN and One of my favorite parts about these clips is just watching the faces of the Democrat, you know, talking heads, and they just get so angry. You can just see the anger across their face when people are just like, just saying the truth, and they just get so mad, and you can just see this fury building. Not because what's being said is insulting or a lie or anything like that. It's what happens if you're watching a police interrogation and the murderer gets called a murderer. They get really mad. Yeah, because they don't want this being said. They don't want the truth out there. Liars get mad when the lie is exposed. It's not that complicated. Let's go to clip 22 here.
Screen. So at the beginning, when she's talking about Biden and their record, our screen said, this is called the Chyron, the headline at the bottom. It said, Harris stands by Biden administration economic record. She is making it clear that she will embrace and be a continuation of Biden's economic policy, his record, what they've done. She offered no remorse, no regrets, no introspection about anything they've done. She continued to blame inflation on this fantasy price gouging idea. She had no additional thoughts on the economic situation in the country or what they've done beyond just saying, Joe Biden and I have done a great job. Now, if I were the Trump people, I would be salivating over the idea that that's how they are going to run the race. I don't believe it's tenable. I also thought it was interesting that she didn't take any responsibility at the end for telling the American people that Joe Biden was fine and he was strong. I mean, we all know that's not true. That's why he's out of the race, and she's still standing by the idea that he was fine and he's strong and that he's fine today. Nobody believes that, and I just think at some point, then why isn't he running?
Because he's too old, point blank. Same reason why Donald Trump probably shouldn't be running, because he's too old and out of touch.
I think most Americans know the truth, and when you're running to be president and you're willing to look them in the face and tell them something they know that you know is not true, it does speak a little bit to your character.
Scott, and curious what you think about this, Axe. Will voters care about that part of it, which is kind of backward-looking, or do they care about
backward-looking?
Well, I think the part of what
you're looking backwards at all of these lies. I mean, sure, she lied, but that was yesterday. You know, you just keep moving backwards. We're moving forward with new lies. I mean, Democrats should be embarrassed. You should. I mean, this is shameful. It really is shameful. It's insulting to you. It's insulting to your intelligence, and it's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. You just heard a woman contradict herself within 2 seconds, maybe? Where this guy's like, Kamala Harris lied about Joe Biden being capable and cognizant and, you know, sharp as a tack. Nobody believes that. The woman's like, I believe it. Then why isn't he running? Because he's too old. I mean, if you have a double-digit IQ, you shouldn't fall for this stuff. It really isn't that difficult to see through this. Just blatant lying to your face. I believe Joe Biden's competent. Well, then why isn't he running? Because he's not competent. The guy's just like, oh. Okay, look, this is crazy. This is completely crazy. And they're all very mad that he's pointing out the horrible economy that she keeps supporting and the fact that she lied to your face about the competency of Joe Biden, knowingly, willingly, dangerously. Let's go now to clip number 17, where now you have the MSNBC host, Ari Melber, completely losing it. Threatening to sue Trump campaign advisor Corey Lewandowski for defamation for daring to quote him. Let's watch.
Fox News, which has been caught in defamation, ran a false piece, falsely stating that I said something else that I didn't say. So I stand on that. I stand on the New York Times.
So you didn't say this bandage was a prop, a spectacle from a candidate who's obsessed with spectacles.
Mr. Lewandowski.
That's fair. A placard for delegates to fill in, an image for political mobilization, a spectacle for this candidate who we know is, by his own admission, obsessed with assorted spectacles.
These aren't Mr. Lewandowski, I did not say that. That is a false quote.
Right here.
What you have is a false quote. And if you, I'm putting you on notice, if you continue to repeat falsely, that I said that, you will be potentially in a defamation situation because I didn't say that.
You said it into a camera.
Working off the internet, which is a lot of false information.
This is what it says.
I wish you luck with that. And Corey Lewandowski, we gave you time.
So you
I appreciate you coming
to the president
on.
For that.
Thank you for joining me. Corey Lewandowski,
you
Trump 2024, and we will be right back.
Hilarious. I mean, just hilarious. Threatening to sue him for defamation for quoting something he said on camera.
Threatening him with a lawsuit live on air.
Yeah. The chutzpah, the balls of these people. The disrespect. I mean, it really is at its core. It's disrespect for the American people. That's what lying is. Just pathetic. And you know, left-wingers watched that and were like, he just destroyed Corey Lewandowski. Ari Felberg, or whatever this guy's name is, just destroys Lewandowski. Lewandowski ran away. It's Ari Melber, just like, I did not say that. Yes, you did. Here's the clip. Well, whatever. Goodbye. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye. Wow. Embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You are embarrassing all of us. Stop it. Democrats, cut it out. For the love of God. We're trying to save a country here. And you people are just embarrassingly gullible. And it's shameful, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. And I'm ashamed of you. We'll go to one more clip here. Again, this time just more hyperventilating, moral grandstanding from the dear Democrats who just, they're astonished. They're appalled at the Trump campaign daring to make a joke, well, to accurately illustrate the sordid, deranged past of Democratic candidates. Clip number two is whatever his name is. Anderson Cooper. Thanks. It's like Vanderbilt, something Vanderbilt. Anderson Cooper saying that Trump he's amplifying ugliness. Okay. And this is really not good. Okay. Let's watch.
In the United States, who wants to be the next president, is now directly spreading the slogans of the conspiracy cult QAnon, as well as posting a crude, sexist, and misogynistic slur online. Reposting, to be precise, which means he didn't come up with it himself, but liked it so much that he wanted the rest of the world to see it, which is both a gentle introduction and a warning.
Just pause it right there. Pause it right there. Here's how I would introduce this. Here's a meme Trump posted. It's a meme. Yeah. Trump posted a meme. It's like, this racist, sexist, appalling warning before you see this. This was, and it was a retweet, which means Trump didn't actually make it, but he wanted everyone to see it. Yeah, he posted a meme, Cooper. We know what posting a meme means. The meme is very funny and true. Let's go back to Mr. Cooper here.
Two QAnon catchphrases, nothing can stop what is coming, which refers to the so-called mass arrests of so-called deep state members, which in the warped world of QAnon is basically anyone who has irked Donald Trump. Another posting shows President and Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and Vice President Harris in prison in orange jumpsuits. Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates presumably there for their advocacy of vaccination.
Well, for their mass murder, yeah.
This is what the former president of the United States chose to rebroadcast to and amplify for his many followers. He did not look at this stuff, chuckle silently to himself, if that's what he would do, and move on. Instead, he wanted to give it the stamp of approval of the 45th and perhaps the 47th president
Donald
of the United
Trump
States.
Donald Trump posted a meme. This
and
just
then
in.
There is this, a photo
Cooper,
of Kamala Harris
scared.
And Hillary Clinton. The caption, which I'm not going to read out, is demeaning of both women.
I'll read
and contains
it out. I'll read out the caption, Cooper. I got you. Don't worry about it.
Now, remember, again,
you can pause it.
This is
pause
the Republican
it.
Candidate.
It's a picture of Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton together. And the caption is something like, pretty amazing what a different effect blowjobs had on both of their careers. Anderson Cooper, he's shocked. He's appalled. His delicate sensitivities have been assaulted. This from the party that's like, what's the big deal about a trans woman flashing her tits on the White House lawn? It's pride. It's celebration. What do you mean you don't want the man with a beard in a dress teaching your children how to twerk at age 5? These people, I mean, they just flip-flop from just the most deranged, you know, degenerate filth to being absolutely appalled at an off-color joke. The ex-president of the United States retweeting a sordid meme? How dare he? Just shut up. Just shut the hell up. The point is that you choose people to lead the country who do not deserve their position and admittedly got their start by hooking up with the mayor of San Francisco. And again, Willie Brown, God bless him, he's from this older generation of politicians where he was just like, yeah, I dated Kamala Harris and then I appointed her to positions to get her start. So she dated me, I appointed her. That's how it worked. He just came out and said it. So it's not some small thing. It's not some like dirty thing. It's like, no, your party is run by vapid, disgusting, degenerate, line-cutting, scheming filth. And we're pointing that out with a little bit of humor and some irony, you know, in there too. But Anderson Cooper is morally outraged by this. Well, nobody cares. Nobody cares, and it's very funny. And yes, Kamala Harris is only where she is right now because she took one for the team, as it were. And Hillary Clinton only got to where she was because she was willing to take a lot for the team. Funny how blowjobs impacted their careers differently. Yeah, they wouldn't be where they were. But Anderson Cooper, he's outraged by this. And how dare Donald Trump retweet a meme? Now, we'll get into what Donald Trump is doing, which is actually putting forward new policies that I find incredibly good. But I know some people disagree with me, so I want to take your calls on this topic. I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines now. We'll take your calls for the rest of this hour before being joined by BX, independent researcher, who has uncovered some very disturbing things that you need to know about. If you want to call in, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Let's go now to clip number 28. Here's the latest policy announcement from Donald Trump. What do you think about this? Let's watch.
I'm announcing today in a major statement that under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women, IVF treatment. Because we want more babies, to put it very nicely. And for this same reason, we will also allow new parents to deduct major newborn expenses from their taxes so that parents that have a beautiful baby will be able. So we're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it and to get it. But I've been in favor of IVF right from the beginning.
As am I. Trump says he wants government or insurance to pay for IVF. Criticizes Florida abortion ban. What do you think about IVF and Trump's stance that the government should pay for it? I'm for it. I'm completely for it. Some states do it already. What about a nationwide implement?
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through OnlineHealthNow.com.
OnlineHealthNow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at OnlineHealthNow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at OnlineHealthNow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality and the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Trump says IVF will be paid for by the government or by insurance companies. I, for one, am in complete favor of this. I think IVF is a miracle. And I mean, there's so many different reasons why fertility is down across the board in America. From, EMF waves, 5G, and just being bathed continuously in radio waves that disrupt your cells and lower sperm count and do a bunch of other damage, hormonal birth control. Is a major problem. Women delaying first time getting pregnant for a long time is a major issue. For one thing, this needs to be confronted at multiple angles, and the root of this issue is multifaceted. And this is like a Band-Aid. It's not a cure. It doesn't solve the problem, but it does allow people who are unable to have children to have children. And I think that's a good thing. Personally, especially since probably half of the people I know around my age have had to use IVF to get pregnant. And you can compare it to something like abortion, where it's like, what would the world be like without abortion? If abortion was outlawed, what would the world be like? Well, probably wouldn't be very different, to be honest. You'd probably have a lot more people on welfare, probably a lot more people born out of wedlock. But for the most part, you would have people, you'd have a lot of date nights ending a little bit differently because people would not take the risk. I think that would be the number one change, would be people would just be safer having sex if they didn't think they could just get an abortion if they get pregnant. And wouldn't be all that. Maybe you'd have a little bit of a population boom. But I think for the most part, people who get pregnant and get abortions, they just know that abortion's an option and they just use it as birth control pretty much. And in absence of abortion being available, they would use a different type of birth control. I think that would be the general case. If IVF didn't exist, I could just rattle off the number of my friends and family who wouldn't exist right now. It's like, well, instead of having four children under four running around and then chasing the dog in the backyard, this woman would be crying herself to sleep again, like she did for 5 years before IVF helped her to achieve her life's goal. I guess the only argument against this is that you have to create fertilized embryos, and it's uncertain. You can't just create one. You create like multiple, and then you implant one. If it doesn't work, you can choose another. But basically, you create fertilized embryos that then, for the most part, get destroyed. And I don't see that as that big of a deal. I really don't. People act like it's equivalent to abortion, but it's clearly not. It's just definitely not. Right? Abortion is the interruption of an ongoing process of development. That when an egg is fertilized naturally in a woman's body, like it's just from that instant on, it's going. It's the train is rolling down the tracks, and a baby, unless barring some misfortune, a baby is going to be developed. And you interrupt that and you stop that and you terminate that process, and that is killing a baby. But a fertilized embryo has to be acted upon, it has to be planted, it has to be treated like it's never going to become a baby unless you act upon it. It's, to me, the equivalent of like sperm, I guess. It's like, yeah, the potential to become a life is there, but without intervention, you're not actually interrupting a development process. You're not actually stopping anything. And at the end of the day, it's a process that starts out with zero lives and ends with one life, a plus one life, plus two lives, which is a positive in my interpretation. And again, I just really don't understand how you can be against this unless, like, you just don't have any friends that are going through this who are like trying to get pregnant and can't. And by the way, if you're trying to get pregnant and can't, there's a procedure called HSG. HSG, and what they do is they inject fluid into fallopian tubes, and so then you do like an MRI or you do a scan, and the fluid shows up on the scan, and you can see if there's any blockages or any issues. And so it's a way to like determine fertility issues for women. But what it does is it has the effects of clearing out the system. And I know many, many women who had really had a lot of trouble getting pregnant until they have that operation, the HSG, and then they get pregnant like immediately after. So that's just a little tip if you're having trouble getting pregnant. Maybe do the HSG, because I think what happens is like if you get pregnant young, everything's operational. But if you don't get pregnant until you're like 27, 28, everything kind of seizes up and you have to flush it with the fluid, and then everything works properly. it's kind of gross, but that's the way it works. And you can avoid IVF by having that procedure a lot of times. But I want to hear what you think. Let's go to we'll go to Sean in California. Sean in California, line one, first caller. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I love that we're all pro-life and everything, but the left have a way of making IVF kind of backfire on us. I actually, in my own experience, knew of a woman who she would have that process done, and she would carry the embryo. And the embryos, would, when they were developed, would then be babies adopted out to gay couples. So there's kind of a, you know, it's a good thing for women who do want to have the children, but unfortunately, there's also a form of abuse for it. And I do kind That's of true. Oppose it in this sense. I don't want, you know, like a, you know, someone like a Pete Buttigieg and these far left radicals, if they're going to take a COVID vaccine or mess their bodies up with surgeries or, you know, what have you, do we really want them reproducing or you know, influencing another generation of children? So
no, I agree. I am not in favor of like surrogacy for gay men. I'm not. And like there's some nuance here, right? Because while like a fertilized embryo is not equivalent to a fetus in a mother's, you know, belly, you know, gestating naturally, it's not equivalent, but it is also human genetic material. Like it can't just be like, you can't have scientists going, well, it's not a human, so I get to experiment with it. And what if we, you know, start messing with this and changing its DNA and developing babies in test tubes, but they're not human, so we get to treat them like, okay, there's some subtlety here. There's some nuance that has to be considered. So yeah, I think, I mean, IVF, as I interpret it, or just the way I've been thinking about it, is like, yeah, procedure. It's necessary if a woman has a medical condition or for some other reason is unable to have a baby, it helps her have a baby. I think any other use for it is bizarre and wrong and bad. In the same way that, like, yeah, getting pregnant and having a baby is good. Getting pregnant and having a baby for the intention of selling it to somebody is bad. It's not the pregnancy that's bad. It's the intentions with it. But yeah, I'm not in favor of IVF as a, you know, alternative to adoption for gay couples. I think that's bizarre and bad and wrong.
Yeah, well, that's something, like I said, it goes on here in Southern California. So, but let's get a little bit lighter, Harrison. Are we going to break yet, or?
We got 15 seconds.
Oh, well, just envision this. Two Indians walk into the bar, Lion Dog and Spread Eagle. Now put up a picture of Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and there you go.
All right. This is a family show, Sean. We'll be right back.
I was literally digging around for the two or three satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready, and that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is they're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. You get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool, secure, encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team. The guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radios. So for me, and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a baby stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are also really, really good aspects to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's going to be September 29th in DC. You got RFK speaking, you got Tulsi Gabbard speaking, and you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down. Everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, it's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector when it comes to family members.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
About IVF. Let's go to Tim in California. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Yeah, we frequently talked about, you know, whether it's red versus blue or Republican versus Democrat or even good versus evil. But I've always said, no, it's actually creation versus destruction. Right. And even the very first verse in the Bible, God created. So it is creation versus destruction. And my only thought was, is boy, if you ever needed a good dividing line, you guys want to pound the drum about abortion, 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 abortion rights, whatever. Okay, you get it, folks. We'll be on the side of creation and by IVF, and you can be on the side of destroying. How's that?
I completely agree. And you know, the other part of this that I haven't really mentioned is the cost of IVF. I mean, IVF is extremely expensive. It depends on where you are. But, you know, people that I know who have had IVF, I mean, they've had to save up for years to afford it. It can be like $50,000 or more sometimes. And I think it's ridiculous that you have, you know, a young couple who wants to get pregnant, who wants to have babies, having to delay that by years just to afford the procedure that's available and applicable to them. So, you know, states like Massachusetts, you can get IVF paid for by the government. I know because I have family members who only exist because of that program.
Or we'll bring a van to the Democratic National Convention, and we'll give you an abortion or a vasectomy for free.
That's the most absurd part, is people being like, Trump is now the pro-abortion candidate. And it's like, really? Because he wants to put it back to he says the states have to take care of it. You know, the federal government is just not their prerogative. They've got wars to stop and, you know, immigration to confront. The states can set their own abortion policies and handle it locally. And that's one stance. The other stance is we're providing abortions in the back in an RV. So come on by. Like, come on. I mean, the choices could not be more simple. Thank you for the call, Tim. Dave in Arizona, what do you think about the IVF policy from Donald Trump?
Yeah, I actually would like to take a more more federalist, small left approach. I think that that's probably better handled by the state, similar to the abortion issue when the Dobbs case came down. I think the federal government should do big things like protect our borders, which, of course, they're not doing now. They should be the federal backstop for that. So things like Aurora, Colorado don't happen, or the Chaz or Chad, whatever it was called back in 2020, or when they burned cities. So I would be more in favor of a more consistent approach with respect to this, similar to abortion.
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting interesting take to it. Yeah, that's I like that. I'm for that. I think that's fine. You know, also I think it's preferable to have, you know, half of, like when Trump says we want insurance companies to pay for it, I don't know why insurance companies don't. I mean, it's a medical condition that, you know, means that you can't function properly. So like, how is that not covered under insurance? It seems like it should be, but it's not like anywhere. It's I don't know any insurance companies that cover it. Maybe they do, but mine certainly didn't. Thank you for the call, Dave. Interesting. IVF should be left to the states. Go ahead. Rusty in North Carolina. What's your comment on IVF?
Yeah. Hey, Harrison. I think it's the right goal, potentially wrong execution. I think he's going in the right direction here, but my concern is, and you just mentioned it a little while ago, IVF is going to become an even bigger cash grab than it is right now. I know a lot of people that have gone to these fertility clinics and they're getting pushed to IVF very prematurely. You know, you mentioned the HSG issue. You know, sometimes you have to beg to even get that approved. A lesser known issue is endometriosis. If there's one thing that I can say that I hope everyone hears is, if you're having issues with fertility, ask your doctor or your OB about endometriosis. It's an issue that no one's really talking about, but if you do your research online, there's a lot of, you know, podcasts, you know, female oriented podcasts where they're talking about this, where they sort out their endometriosis and they have babies within a few months. So that's another thing that a lot of people aren't talking about.
What is I recognize the name. What is endometriosis?
Endometriosis. To be honest, I don't have a ton of background on what it is, but it's something to do with, you know, the eggs won't implant in the uterus appropriately. So like you'll have early miscarriages or you just won't get pregnant. So if you're in that category, which if that happens, generally these clinics are putting you into unexplained infertility, which is one of those frustrating, I guess, diagnosis that you can get, because then they're just shuffling you into IVF, which generally that will fail if you have these underlying issues, but then they'll just try again and again and again, and they're just pumping you for money. So my worry is, instead of pumping individuals for money, which is terrible, they're going to pump the government for money, because it's just going to get flushier and flushier.
Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, I do think that's the case. I mean, again, IVF, as it's intended, is supposed to kind of be a last ditch effort. It's like, okay, we've tried everything else, we got to go to IVF. You're not supposed to jump to IVF, and you know, it's a pretty intense procedure to go through.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, you got to try, got to kind of exhaust all of the other options before you get there. And I can see what you're saying, that this would make people want to just jump to it even sooner because they would get paid by the government for doing it. I get that. What I like is that there's a discussion about boosting birth rates. And if IVF is one method, that's great. We have to employ other methods. There has to be other research into the fertility issues and how to combat them, and the poisons and the food and water that are causing this, and the microwave radiation that's causing it, and all these other issues that are all combining to mean that we are dying out as a species have to be confronted. I think that's a appropriate use of governmental funds, is to try to, you know, continue our existence. And also just knowing the psychological torture that women go through when they can't get pregnant. It really is like an existential crisis for women when they're just like trying for years to get pregnant and they can't. It's a It's very sad, and it doesn't have to be. Thank you very much for that call. Another nuanced take. Let's go to William in Iowa. Go ahead, William. You're on the air about IVF.
Yeah, I'm not really hardline. It's not like a make or break for me, but, you know, fertilization to me is, you know, a representative of, like, how healthy you are, how healthy your body is, like, whether your body can support it. I feel like we're just kind of fighting nature and not really addressing, like, the root problems. There's a lot of documentation that, you know, if you're healthy, you can stay fertile for many years past what the societal norm, like, tells you. Mm. Really, that's my opinion. And then, like, if you can't address your own, like, health, and maybe if your body can't naturally support it, I mean, are we going against, like, you know, general health? Like, I think we should be supporting general health, and we should make sure these people are healthy and can support that, and, you know, make changes in their own life to, but it's not a hard line for me. You know, it's like, if he wants to do it, like, I kind of, like the other caller said, it's like, I'm kind of more supportive of letting the states, make that decision, or, you know, along that lines. Like, I don't think the government should be involved in it, essentially.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I agree. It's not, it doesn't solve the root issue by a long shot. And there's a lot of things people can do to, try to get, you know, try to get pregnant earlier and, you know, tell people about how hard it is to get pregnant once you get a little bit older. I think there's a lot of, that's needed, but, you know, it's, again, it's not a cure all. It's not like it solves problems. It's not like you can ignore everything else and just do IVF. It should be a last case scenario. But again, I just think, I just look around at all the kids I know that only exist because of IVF. And I just think, like, is this a bad thing? Is this really a bad thing? No, it's a good thing. And by the way, most of the people I know that have had to do IVF, like, got married young and are extremely healthy and concerned about their health and, like, are, like, hardcore, you know, avoiding microplastics. Like, they're intense about that stuff, but they still have trouble getting pregnant. And it's just, it's the modern world. We're assaulted on every angle. So it's not like, it's like, well, you should have been more healthy. It's like, no, you can be as healthy as possible and still not get pregnant. I mean, that happens. So we have to, we have to make room for that. We're gonna. I'm sorry to Michael in Boston. I was gonna go to you, but we just don't have time, and we're gonna be welcoming BX in studio with us in the next hour. So I'm not gonna be able to take any more calls, but call in next week, and I guarantee I'll go to you first. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.